Listening to your world today on Radio Islam National, and we cross over to the Holy Lands, and we join on the line by Radio Islam reporter Mulana Abdurrahman Layli. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, what's happening in the newspapers this afternoon?
In the newspapers in Saudi Arabia, we see some of the headlines speaking about the countdown to Hajj 2016. One of the articles features the number of Hujjaj who have, as per the records of the General Directorate of Passports, entered the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And that tally is at 1,310,408. It further goes on to stipulate that more than 300,000 Saudis are expected to join the foreign pilgrims this year, bringing the number of Hujjaj this year to under 1.7 million. So these are the official indications that we have so far with regards to the number of people who will be on Hajj, a good few hundred thousand less than the number of Hujjaj who were here last year and much less than they were in the previous years. Alhamdulillah, coupled to this, we also know that the temperatures have been at least 10 degrees less than was the case last year, which means that inshallah Hajj should be much easier and much more comfortable for those who Allah has blessed with the opportunity this year. Furthermore, we see articles speaking about deportation and a 10-year ban for illegal pilgrims, an idea that we have discussed and has featured in the newspaper headlines in previous days, etc. Goes on to explain the court system that we mentioned, the semi-judicial bodies which are stationed at the checkpoints. We did mention yesterday that one of these major checkpoints would be the checkpoint of Shumaysiyah. Furthermore, the Ministry of Hajj has indicated that those who are undertaking Hajj would need to be in Makkah al-Mukarramah for Salatul Jum'ah tomorrow. Normally, many Hujjaj would travel to Makkah al-Mukarramah or would travel directly to Mina on the first day of Hajj. This year, because the day prior to the commencement of Hajj is the day of Jum'ah, they are encouraging that rather than people be on the road or en route to the places of Hajj, they be in Makkah al-Mukarramah for Jum'ah and then spend some time before the onset of Hajj on Saturday morning. Beyond that, we have an article in the Saudi Gazette that speaks about instructions and guidelines given to the various female medical personnel who will be manning the numerous hospitals in Mina, Muzdalifah, and Arafah and surrounding areas. The Minister of Health has issued a communique to them that they need to dress modestly. All of them, Muslim and non-Muslim, would need to be those who wear a headscarf and one that is not transparent. Their clothing needs to be that's not body hugging, etc. Up to the extent of the directive given to them is they shouldn't be wearing high heel shoes and attracting undue attention. Other articles in the newspaper speak about drug tests obligatory for expats wishing to marry in Saudi Arabia. So this has now become mandatory in a sense that whether it's a male or female who's not of Saudi origin who will be marrying a spouse in Saudi Arabia, they need to conduct drug tests prior to concluding the act of nikah, the marriage contract, so that they would be able to eradicate the number of people who are drug addicts in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. One of the other touchy points with regards to Hajj particularly that is featured in the newspapers is the idea of Iranian pilgrims and how Tehran continuously seeks to politicize this obligation upon the Ummah and upon those who have the means to undertake Hajj. From the side of the Gulf Coordinating Council as well as many other countries, up to and including Iranian journalists, all of them have given due recognition and acknowledgement that the Saudi authorities do their very best to ensure that all pilgrims are catered for. An interesting article that we find in the Arab News speaks about Hajj through the eyes of a Russian secret agent. And this dates back to the year 1899, when a Russian secret agent was sent under the guise of being one of the pilgrims to get an idea and a glimpse of the Muslim world at that time and how people would undertake Hajj. This 352-page book, which were his records kept from that time, is published in the Arabic language and serves as an excellent insight into what Hajj was and what were some of the societal infrastructure that existed that time for people in that era when they undertook Hajj. Yesterday, an article that we didn't get to speak about featured how a Tunisian pilgrim is now making Hajj for the second time. The first time when he undertook Hajj was 44 years ago. And he speaks about the stark contrast between Hajj in the 70s and Hajj now when he's 44 years elder. This seems to be what has dedicated the headlines that is relative to Hajj and Hujjaj. much of the rest of the Saudi newspapers are speaking around issues in the international political arena that I'm sure that our listeners have heard and have received via the other news broadcasts.
Yes, it gives us a good idea of what the conversations are like and what are the issues that are relevant to the Saudi community. Our fundamentalist, or Wood Dispenser at the radio station, has made a small promo, and he's asked us to play this. Ijaz has put this together, and this is the promo that he says we should air for this program or this segment. Just listen to this, Mulana.
The Layli Daily on Radio Islam International.
So he's given the segment the name, the Layli Daily. That is from Ijaz Khan. Any thoughts, Mullah?
Well, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continuously enrich our listenership, even if it is beyond just the scope of Hajj. And we see that as, inshallah, a dua from the side of Brother Ijaz. May Allah grant acceptance to it, inshallah, and acceptance to us, so that we can render whatever service these to our people back home.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair, and we look forward to the updates tomorrow afternoon again.
Inshallah. Up until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jumu'ah Mubarak to all of our loved ones back home.
Jazakumullah khair for that, and we hope that everything goes well for yourself. Inshallah, you'll be making your way to the Haram tomorrow. What time do you plan to leave? Is there concern of getting in at good time?
Yes, with regards to going to the Haram tomorrow, because the Ministry of Hajj has mentioned that all pilgrims should be in Makkatul Mukarramah by tomorrow, they have actually given a directive to those who are residing in Aziziya not to travel to the Haram for Jummah. This comes via the various service offices, South Africans using service office number 21. This was communicated to us last night. We are discouraged, if we are staying in Aziziya, we are discouraged from going to the Haram for Salatul Jummah. Alhamdulillah, I'm fortunate to be based in Makkah to Mukarramah. Those who are of our Hujjaj who are based with me, we've had some discussions around leaving for Jummah at 7:30 in the morning.
SubhanAllah.
So we'll be making lots of tilawah of Quran and lots of durood and salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the fortitude to maintain our wudu for that period of time. And maybe good practice for the Hujjaj to spend so much of time in Ibadah on the days of Hajj. They won't be running all over the place. They'll actually be on their musallas praying for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I think you've got to go on a detox diet from tonight to keep the wudu. And perhaps, inshallah, we hope to touch base with you to get an overview of what the khutbah was all about, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll be standing by and ready for the presenters to call on us.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Abdurrahman Layli with the daily segment, as Ijaz had termed it, the Layli Daily. Bringing us on to 20 minutes past 5, we go for our commercials, and then we cross over to Hafiz Ibrahim Musa.